Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah had said that Biris Tahora, you're allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Biris is Tahora, and you're allowed to go out with her on Shabbos. Kavalim are Tame, and you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. So the Gemara has to talk about what is Biris, what are Kavalim. So let's start with Biris. Amar Vida, Biris zu etz Ada. It is an etz Ada, something, some sort of band that a woman wears on her arm. Masar Rav Yosef, Biris Tahora, V'yotzei Ba B'Shabbos. V'ilu Etz Ada, Tmehi. How could you say that? A Biris, the Mishnah says, is Tahora, but an Etz Ada, we know, is Mekabel Tumah, so it can't be that they mean the same thing. So answers the Gemara, Rav Yud does not mean to say that a Biris is Mamish an Etz Ada. Hachi Kamer, this is what he means to say. Biris Tachas Etz Ada Omeres. A Biris goes on the leg, in a place where the tzamid would go on the arm, meaning parallel to that, on the leg is where the biris would go. That she would put it on her over her socks or over her stockings in order to hold them up. It's like these belts to hold her stockings up so that her thighs should not be exposed. Just like the tzamid, the armbands would be put over her sleeves to hold her sleeves up so that her arms not be revealed. And the reason it's the biris not makabel tuma is because it's not a tachshit for a person, nor is it a kli tashmish for the person. It just is something that is helpful for the stockings. So it's like a kli that's meshamesh another kli that's not mekabel tumah. And the reason that she can go out with it on Shabbos is because it's necessary for her outfit and it has a din of a malbush. Yasav Rav and Rav Huna kamed Rav Yirmiyah v'yasav Rav Yirmiyah v'kaminam neim. Rav Yirmiyah was sitting there when Rav and Rav Huna were talking and learning and he was falling asleep. Yasav Rav and Kamar and Rav and Rav Huna were sitting in front of Rav Yirmiyah as he was sleeping, and Rav said that Biris and Kavalim that the Mishnah talks about are really the same thing. It's the band that a woman wears around her stockings, and the only difference is that biris ba'achas kevalim b'shtayim. That biris is when she puts it on one leg, kevalim is when she puts it on two legs. So I'm like, Rav Huna said to Ravin, that can't be right. Elu ve'elu b'shtayim. Both biris and kevalim go on both legs. Matilin shalshalas b'nehen. And not only that, when you put on both of these birios, they will put a chain in between them, v'nasu kevalim, and they become like chained to each other. So that's the Gemara. Wait, that chain makes it into a kli. That's why it's going to be mekabel tuma. Even with the shalshalas, it still should not be a kli that is meshamesh a person, and it's not a tachshit either. So it should not be able to be mekabel tuma. V'chi tema, maybe you're going to tell me, no, the shalshalas makes a noise as she walks, and that's why it's mekabel tuma. How do I know that metal kalim that make a noise is tamei? Shenamer kol davar asher yavo be'esh. Pasuk says anything that's yavo be'esh after milchamas midyan, any kli that was used in fire, so you have to kasher it by putting it through fire. But it says ach b'meinida yischata. This is where we learn the halachas of hechsher kalim from. But you also have to be metarid from its tuma. So from that extra word davar, we learn afilu dibur b'mashma, that we darshan that even a kli that's made for dibur, that's made just to make noise, you need to be metarid from its tuma. Because it in fact is mekabel tuma, and therefore the same is true of these chains that a woman would wear in order to make noise as she walks. So says Gemara, no, it's not like a bell. Bishlam ahasam. I understand very well by a bell that it's mekabel tuma because kaba'ula lakala. You use it specifically for that purpose of making noise, v'kavin ma'isa. And in that, the kli is doing a ma'isa that in a certain way is being meshamish the person. So it's mekabel tuma. But hacha, my ma'isa kavin. But over here by the chain, what ma'isa are you doing? Says Gemara, no, hacha nami kavin ma'isa. Over here, also, the shalshalas is being meshamish a person. Damar Rabbi Bar Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mishpacha achas hoysa b'Yerushalayim. There was one mishpacha in Yerushalayim shehu psiosei and gasos. They used to take these broad, long steps. V'yibesulosei and noshos, and therefore none of the young ladies remained besulos. Their steps were so wide; they were doing so many splits that it took away their besulim. So asul and kavalim, they made these chains so that they're to shorten their stride. V'itilu shalshalas b'nehen shelo yu psiosei and gasos. So that their stride wouldn't be so wide, and therefore they would remain a basula. So in that sense, it actually is being mishamish to the woman, and it's like, therefore it is mekabel tuma. So we began the sugya by saying that Rav and Rav Huna discussed what kevalim means in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Well, Rabbi Yirmiyah was falling asleep, and Rav Huna came to the conclusion that kevalim are putting the chain in between the two birios, which are the bands that hold the stockings up. So now the Gemara brings Rabbi Yirmiyah's response. Is itar behu Rabbi Yirmiyah? Rabbi Yirmiyah finally woke up. Amr lehu, Yishar, v'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan. So he said to Ravin and Rav Huna that Rav Huna's pshat is correct, because that's what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So, kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in name Rabbi Yochanan, minayin la'orid kol shehu shu tamei. How do I know that something that's woven, that is only just a kol shu, it's very tiny, it's still able to be mekabel tuma? Mitzitz, I learned from the tzitz that's placed on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, which is very tiny, and nevertheless, it counts as a big day Kohen Gadol, one of the big day Kohen Gadol. So we see that it's considered a beggar, it's mekabel tuma. So I'm like, Abaye, v'tzitz ariku. Wait a second, is tzitz a woven beggar that you're going to learn from there that a small woven beggar is considered a beggar? V'tani tzitz k'man tashel zahav v'rochav shtei etzbos. The tzitz is a golden plate, and it's made out of, and it's the width of two fingers, the mukaf meils and lozen, and it extends from one ear to the other. V'kasel lov b'shtei shitin, and it has written on it in two separate lines, yud hei l'mayla, and v'kodesh lamed. Lamata, and it says Kodesh Lamed on the bottom line. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, ani re'isav bi'aromi, I saw near Romi, because of Kodesh Hashem bi'ashita achas, and it said Kodesh Hashem all on one line. So you see beferish in the Brisa that tzitz is not something that's woven, it's a golden plated thing, so meaning a plate of gold, not golden plated. The whole thing is made out of gold. So how can you learn from the tzitz that a woven item is mekabel tuma b'kol shehu? It could be only a tachshish shel zav is considered to be mekabel tuma b'kol shehu, but a small beged is not going to be mekabel tuma b'kol shehu. So Rav Dimi therefore changed his mind because of this kasha. Ki solik Rav Dimi l'Narda, when Rav Dimi went to Narda, so he changed his mind. V'shalach lehu, and he sent back dvarim shamarti lechem ta'osem biyadi, that whatever I told you before was a mistake. Beram kach amru mishum Rav Yochanan, this is what they really say in the name of Rav Yochanan, minayin letachshit kol shehu tamei. How do I know that a tiny tachshit is tamei? That's what I know mitzitz. Uminayin la'ori kol shehu tamei. How do I know a woven item that's even only kol shehu is tamei? Mi may o beged. I learned that from the pasuk that says by tumas shratzim, it says o beged. From the extra word o, we darshan that a woven beged, even a kol shehu, is mekabel tuma. So Rabbi Yochanan really said two things. One about a tachshit, that we learn from tzitz, and the other about a beged, and that we learn from o beged. Tan Rabbanan, ori kol shehu tamei, v'tachshit kol shehu tamei. Both an ori kol shehu is tamei, and a tachshit kol shehu is tamei. Ori v'tachshit kol shehu, something that's half woven and half made out of metal, and the whole thing is only very tiny. Tamei is also mekabel tuma. Musaf sak al habeged, the shetamei mishum arig, that sackcloth has something over beged, that it's tamei based on being arig, and we'll have to see what that means. I'm a rava arig kol shu tamei. How do I know that an arig kol shu is tamei? May o beged. I know that from the phrase o beged. Tachshit kol shu tamei mitzitz. How do I know that a tiny tachshit is tamei? I know that from the tzitz. Arig v'tachshit kol shu tamei mikol kli ma'ase. If you have a combination of arig and tachshit together, that it's tamei, even when it's just very tiny, I know that from what it says by Melchemes Midyan, kol kli ma'ase. So the word kol comes to even include something that's partially arig and partially tachshit. Amle ahumi rabban l'rava, how b'midyan k'siv? Wait, that pasuk is talking about Melchemes Midyan, about tumas mace. So it could be that we can learn from there that arig and tachshit kol shu is mekabel tumas mace, which is a very severe form of tuma. But how do we learn from there that it's also mekabel lighter forms of tuma, like tumas sheretz as well? So it's a good source as far as being mekabel tuma, but only as far as being mekabel the most severe form of tuma. So Amalei, so Rava said back to him, Gamar kli kli mehasam, that we learn kli kli exer shavav kli kli from there, from sheretz. That by parshas Midian says kol kli masa, by parshas tuma sheretz says kol kli asher yasam alach behem. So just like by sheretz mekabel any kli that's mekabel tumas sheretz, even the kli by parshas Midian is also mekabel tumas sheretz. So the kli that it says includes arid tachshit kol shu as being mekabel all sorts of tuma. Then the Braisa said, Musaf sak al habeged shetame misham arig. So what does that mean? Atu beged la varuku. What is beged, not a woven thing, that we're saying sackcloth is as a chumra over a beged because it's woven, and beged's not? Beged's also woven. Hachi kamer, Musaf sak al habeged, that there's a chumra that sackcloth has over beged, that if you make a small weave out of it, or a small braid out of it from goat hair to hang a tachshit on your daughter's neck, afal pisha eno arig, even though it's not made into a woven material, tame, it's still tame like an arig, because that's the way they make such a tachshit, so that becomes the ariga of that material. A bunch of feathers that are made together like into sackcloth, that's its chumra, that sack is nitma even with such a kliya, with such a braiding. But a beged is not tame unless it's made literally in a woven way. L'may chazi, what tachshit is such a small braiding ra'ui for? Am Rabbi Yochanan shekein ani kalea shalosh nimin v'tala b'tzavar bito. A poor person will take three small spun strands from the from goat hairs, and he'll make a nice tachshit to put around his daughter's neck. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up on daf samach dalid amud aleph.